Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
If you jump on our Facebook page, you'll be able to see the Yowie sighting that has occurred in Bucca.
Yeah, so joining us, Dean Harrison, who runs the website and has a Facebook page, and you actually researched the Yowie sightings in Australia, right, Dean?
Good morning, folks. Yes, I do. We've been researching for well over 20 years now. We've been researching all up and down predominantly the eastern seaboard, the Great Dividing Range. We're receiving approximately 2 sightings per week and
yes,
have done so for the last 20 years. And the latest report we've just received was in your neck of the woods, which was down near, forgive my pronunciation because I'm not from Coffs Harbour.
That's okay.
Down near Bucca or Bucca.
Yes.
And probably more over towards the Karora side.
Okay. Dean, for those people that have never heard about a Yowie or what it is, how would you describe a Yowie?
Well, the Asian Aboriginals, when we first arrived, the white settlers, they've had 40,000 years of existence with this creature. They call it the hairy man of the bush. They probably have, I'd say, probably about 80 different names for it in different dialects, depending on which area of the country or
yes,
which tribe you belong to. In my view, what it is, it's probably some relic hominid that has existed but said to be extinct, but the problem with the extinction part of it is still being seen today.
So, Dean, 20 years you've been doing this. Is this your full-time job?
It could easily be my full-time job. Sadly, no, it doesn't pay the bills.
Most passions don't.
It does take up the majority of my time. We have call-outs all over the country, basically. We've seen some remarkable things. We've spoken to some remarkable people, and I have to tell you, this is truly a life-changing experience for so many people.
Have you ever seen one yourself, Dean?
Yes, I have, and that's what wrote me into it in the beginning. I had my first experience, I guess, was back in 95, back in Mount Tambourine. But the real cruncher for me was in 97 was when I was chased by one about 11 o'clock at night. And
yes,
I feared for my life and I thought I was going to die that night. And when you have that hanging over you, you can't let it go. So that's where the research stemmed from.
Well, can you explain that to us? So what was it? What did it look like to you?
Well, basically, it was a stalking process. I, at the time, was sceptical, like most other people who didn't have the knowledge or background knowledge of these
yes,
creatures. And I thought it was a person. I thought it was a person who was stalking me, and I was on the phone to my girlfriend at the time, and I was telling you about this person who was sneaking up on me, thinking again of the person. I was pretty fit, and I was boxing at the time. I had nothing to fear, and
yeah,
it turned out it wasn't a person. It was something resembling, it was a large silhouette, basically, but the vocal capacity of this thing was like a bear
okay,
and a lion rolled into one.
Dean, the next
what,
thing...
Did it roar? Sorry. Go,
no,
yes,
Joel.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And the first thing that came to my mind was lion. Even though I knew in my head
ooh,
there couldn't possibly be a lion there, but that was the closest thing that came to...
There's so many...
I could file.
We've got so many questions. I don't know where to start, but I will start with this. Whenever I'm trying to find a certain animal, I go and try to find their stench. What does their gatherings smell like, if you know what I'm saying?
Well, a lot of people say that it smells like rotten eggs.
Gotcha. That's not what they ate?
No. It's just they had this rotting, either a rotting flesh, rotten eggs, and then there's other people say it smells like Bakelite. You know that burnt electrical smell?
Mm. Okay.
So I had that burnt electrical smell...
Yes.
On a night in January 1st or 2nd, 2009, I'd wandered away from the camp and I'd received this a strong, pungent, Bakelite smell. And I'd radioed back to camp and I said, explained, and they said, well, you know what that means, be careful. I said, oh, I'll be okay. Within probably about a minute, I got hit in the chest. This thing had run all the way down the hill, jumped down my decline into the valley where I was,
yes,
hit me in the chest. And, yeah, you think I wasn't beside myself.
This is legit.
I could keep talking to you forever. So you escaped a Yowie. Are you going to be coming to the Coffs Coast to maybe try and track it? Because it would be
yeah,
so cool to come along.
Yeah, well, it's not on the cards at the moment. The last operation we did in your area was down at Scott's Head, but that was quite a few years ago. But things are keeping us busy up in the Gold Coast hinterland.
Dean,
do you ever get pranks, though? What do you say to the people that laugh at it?
Oh, that they're of no consequence. Our experience has been what we go through, speaking to the genuine people that we do. And, you know, we'll have the hardened people in tears talking to us. We have the truckies, the farmers, We have police and the military, the parks and wildlife. We've got some pretty serious people that come to us.
Dean, thank you so much. We do have to move on, otherwise we could talk to you about this all morning.
I know, and we've got your contact details now, so I'm sure you'll be hearing from us again. We will keep you updated as to sightings of the Yowies along the Coffs Coast.
Absolutely.
And we might even have to go out there, Joel, and see if we can investigate further ourselves.
No experience, but I've got a great nose and I know you do as well.
Do we need protection,
nice to talk to you,
though,
guys.
Dean? Would you need protection? Are they dangerous?
In my view, yes. I think they're.
Not the first time we've confronted something like that dangerous, Dean. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Speak to you again. Bye-bye.
Joel.
Jules, why do we do nice news first?
Okay.
Why do we do this?
Because we need some light. You know, we see a lot of doom and gloom. I know that I pick up that energy through what I'm seeing. I don't like certain graphics or violence or anything like that because it doesn't make me feel nice.
Excellent. I think we always have to let people know.
Well,
if you're just tuning in for the first time and if you're wondering why we do it, I think that's the perfect reason.
That's why. For me, I know that radio, for me, helped me through a really hard time. And I always thought, okay, well, I want to be able to, be able to give that back to someone eventually in life. And I've done that.
And you can do it. You can do it right now.
And this is a really cool story. Inspiring. Jamarian Styles is his name. He's a 13-year-old boy in America. So he's going viral at the moment for a game that he was playing with his teammates and he scored a buzzer beater, a three-pointer.
Gun.
The whole reason it's going viral is because the fact that he doesn't have arms and he's just such a great athlete.
Yeah.
And he's got an awesome attitude and that's what people are loving even more. You can actually watch the footage of the moment where he gets the buzzer beater.
Yeah.
The team is all just crowded
around him.
Yeah, both teams.
Yeah.
And that was the thing. Everyone just loses it because it's such an awesome thing to see and witness, right?
It goes past sport. It goes past everything.
It does. When he was a baby, he got a rare infection. There was a bacteria in his skin and so they had to amputate his arms. He's playing a lot of sports. And he actually shares and spreads his message. The coach is inspired by him as well. This is what the coach has to say.
To be able to still have that type of passion and driven attitude towards playing a sport, it amazed me. And it was like a no-brainer that I had to have him on my team.
Yeah, and this is what Jamarian has to say himself.
Like outside, just pickup games that we play, no one would pick me up. Every time we have team practice, every time we don't have practice, I'm out there on the court. Don't doubt yourself, man. You can do anything you can. Do anything you want to.
Yeah. Positive attitude. You can do anything you want to with the cards you're dealt with.
You're firing me up.
At 13 years old. Yeah, what a man.
You know, the way I said off air, sometimes whatever you believe in, whether it's God, whether it's Allah, sometimes I think you're bestowed this human spirit when you have these challenges because not everybody would be able to get through them, but this young man has shown.
Yeah, I think he's learnt what he's here to do and that's inspire a lot of people in his position. And not even in his position. That's inspiring for anyone, really.
Yeah.
Look, that's your nice news today. I'll make sure I get it up at hit.com today. You make sure you let us know of any nice news stories as well. Married at First Sight, we know you've been right into this season, Joel.
Well, I didn't watch it last season. I don't know why or what I was doing, but all of a sudden, I was glued to the TV screen.
Look, there was a lot of drama and it was a lot of the stuff that you couldn't turn away from. And last night, we saw the finale. It all wrapped up. We've got one of the success stories from the show joining us this morning.
Yeah, Eleni and Simon. Eleni, how good is it that you guys have stayed together and you, Sean and Sharon, it must be an amazing thing to feel.
Yes. Look, you know what? It is unfortunate that out of all the couples, only two couples made it to the finish line, let's say. But I'm very happy. I think Sharon and Nick and Simon and I put in a lot of effort.
Yes.
And we really, really tried to make it work. And I think that's the key to every relationship.
Yeah, I think that was really nice to watch as well because a lot of people go in there with expectations of being in love and a different perception of what it should be. should be like at the beginning, but you guys have been evidence that, you know, you do have to put in the work and the feelings of love grow stronger as it goes along.
Yeah, folks, I couldn't agree with you more.
Hey, before we get to, we're going to play a little experiment within your experiment to find out how well you actually know each other. But
look, we do need to quickly touch on the stuff that came out this week with Susan. Obviously, she said a lot of things about the show, the producers, that type of thing. What do you think about that?
Look, to be honest, what she said is the way she felt about it. It was a challenging experience, to be honest. But it is the filming, you know. It takes actually a lot of time to film, and you might film for long hours to get a few minutes, a few seconds on camera. It was important for her to maybe get that off the chest. But we were all in that. I must say that not only the participants, but even the production team, the camera crew, the sound tech, the producers, we were all working in those environments and all kind of suffering together. Even the experts, you know, John, Mel and Trish, they were all with us.
Let's find out how well you know each other. Should we ask Simon or Alini the questions?
Oh, I think we
Come
should.
Come on, hit us with it. She's all mine.
Okay, here we go. Alini's favourite TV show
is Roseanne.
Wow, interesting.
Alini, is that true? Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Simon, if a person on the street asked Alini for money, what would she do?
I think she would probably actually offer something instead of money, like food.
Very good.
Serious.
Simon, what's Alini's star sign?
The one that goes with the date of the 14th of September.
whatever that is. We've got two more questions.
Whatever that is. I don't know the damn. I don't even know mine half the time.
Neither do I. Don't worry.
Give me some grace there.
It might be a guy thing. Last two questions. Favourite person on the show for Alini?
Favourite person on the show?
Other than you?
What, as far as male or female?
Other than you, favourite person?
Vanessa.
Or least favourite person?
Simon.
Oh, Simon, that's you. That's okay, you. Simon. Very well done.
Naming names or that.
No, we won't do that to you.
Look, Simon, we know that when we spoke to you last time, you said that if you get to know people, they're all pretty good, awesome people as well.
And I don't go knocking people's names any day of the week. So
yeah, there you go. You're a good man.
Well done, guys. Continue to have an awesome relationship. Thank you so much.
Hey, may I say thank you very much for your time.